These soldiers with the 503rd Infantry Regiment face a risky mission. They intend to drive deep into the Chao Khe Valley in eastern Kunar province, along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. NATO and Afghan government forces have avoided the region for years. The Chao Khe lies beyond the so-called Red Line that marks the Allies' area of control. Here, the Taliban and other armed groups are the real powers. Farmers grow poppies for the heroin that funds the Taliban insurgency. When NATO troops cross the Red Line, the fighting is often fierce. Captain Joe Snowden leads today's patrol. While his soldiers focus on defending against attack, he channels his energies towards a more complex challenge, bridging the cultural gap between NATO and the valley's Pashtun residents.
The biggest challenges we have to do with the population and cultural differences. The Pashtun population in particular is very, very challenging by nature, just by the way they kind of look at life and the way they deal with things. Corruption is a daily affair. It's one of those things that doesn't really strike them as odd.
The soldiers infiltrate the valley under the cover of gunship helicopters. They keep watch while Snowden's team of agricultural experts meets with village elders, trying to convince them to stop growing poppies. Enemy fighters soon surround the Americans, forcing them to withdraw. The helicopters fire white phosphorus rockets as the soldiers retreat. At a second meeting in a safer part of the valley, Snowden repeats his message.
We know for a fact that a lot of the money that goes from growing poppy and where that poppy goes when it leaves this valley gets a lot of money for these foreign fighters. It funds their bullets. It funds their guns. If this crop, it's all like an alternative to poppy was available, would you be interested in growing it?
The elders only laugh. The soldiers leave without making any clear progress. In the absence of a larger NATO or Afghan government presence, Snowden says the only option is to keep trying to work through the elders.
These folks are still in a tribal system, and you have to utilize that system so that they feel a part of it. If you try to isolate the tribes, then you completely lose a base of power.
In the Chao Khe Valley, Afghanistan, this is David Axe for Voice of America.